Welcome to the Firm Yerushalmi, Shira sponsor in the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael very soon. We're holding in Shkolim Dafnun in the Oizvador edition, Perek Shishi, in the middle of Aloha Dalit. We're starting Dafnun Tesam with base four lines from the bottom. The Mishnah said, Levoina, someone who donates Levona to base of it, Migdash, it's a type of spice, Lo Yifchod Mikoimitz, it has to be a koim which was a handful. So, why do we know that? Nimar Kan Askara, Vinimar Leholon Askara. It says Askara by Lechem Aponim, that's where it says Levoino. And it says Askara by a Mincha of a Choyte. Maskara Amur La Alon Meloi Koimitz, of Kam Meloi Koimitz. The same way there, it's a Koimitz, because it says clearly Meloi Koimtsoi, which is a handful. So also here it means a Koimitz. That's the Levoino you have in Lechem Aponim. So you mean that someone who donates a Levoino is giving the same Levoino that we know that we have by Lechem Aponim. Continues the Gwanda Afnuna Mudalef, Imaskara Amur La Alon, Shnei Kvotzim, of Kan Shnei Kvotzim. It says, but by Lechem Aponim, there's two sets of Lechem Aponim. Lechem Aponim was 12 chalos, but it was divided into two sets, a set of six chalos and a set of six chalos. And every chalo had its own koimitz, had its own spice of levoina. So maybe someone who donates levoina has to give two kumatzim of levoina. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav Loi, klum lamdu lekoimitz, elo. The Yosef Chaim uses elo minchas choyte. Where are we learning it from? From minchas choyte. Maloilon koimitz achos apasul, afkan koimitz achos apasul. I mean, we're learning exactly from there. From there, you're learning it has to be miloi koimet. It has to be a full handful. And if you're missing something, it's possible. And also here, you're missing it's possible. So the source is one koimet only. Yeah, when you apply it to Lechem Aponim, I have to do two because I have two sets. But what you learn from there is the idea of the size of the levoino. And the one size is one koimet. Omar of Yosef Milstav Eilo Omar, but really teaches us how misnadim mincha miviyah bekumtso shel koin gadol. Because we're learning from mincha of a choyte, the mincha v'chayte, who does the kmitza? The kmitza is done by the kohen. So here, someone who brings a koimitz, donates a koimitz, has to be from the hand of the kohen, the size of the hand of the kohen, not the sands of the hand of the owner. It means a kohen gadol, doesn't mean necessarily kohen gadol, it means a larger kohen. If the kohen is bigger than the owner, he's going to make the koimitz from his hand and not from the hand of the owner, and the Vilna Gaon takes away the word gadol. I mean, you go with the size of the hand of the kohen, not the size of the hand of the owner. Rav Chizkiah b'Sham Yirmiyah, feel the koimitz b'ayilim. No, the size of the koimitz can be measured with the hand of the owner, even though you're learning from choyte, but you're just learning the concept of a kmitza. But who you measure by, if it's the hand of the koyin or the owner, that you don't learn from there. So the more zov le'yifchos medina zov, someone who donates a gold, should not give less than the size of a golden coin. So the more amar avilozov who she skir tzura, it's only if he said coin. If he didn't mention a coin, he could bring even one needle made out of gold. Shishal and Nadova, we said there's six pushkas, six chifaris of Nadova. Why is six tafka? Chizki Omar can get Shisha but the others. We know that every mishmar of Kohanim, the Kohanim were divided to 24 mishmaris. Every mishmar served for 1 week. And every mishmar was divided into bati ovis, six bati ovis. Every bati av, he worked 1 day of that week. And on Shabbos, they all were working together. So they had six pushkas. Connected each one of the bati avos, so they won't fight with each other. Every bati av knew which pushka belongs to him, which shaver belongs to him. They took the money from there. Continues the one that Nuna went base. Parpedoya Omar, he said, connected shesh behemos. It's connected six different animals, because when a person donates a certain animal, you have to bring that animal to base of English only. So you had six different pushkas, six different shafaris for each type of animal that brought to base of English. The Gemara brings the list. Par v'egel, which is a bull and a calf. The seir ayil, seir is a goat, and ayil is a ram. The gdi v'tole, which is a kid and a lamb. Shmuel Omar can get sheish korbanos. It's for six different korbanos. Meaning each one of these korbanos, if you have extra money, you put the money in that pushka that belongs to it. Which korbanos? Kinei zov and kinei zovos. According to Reb Chaim, that's one pushka. The kinim that either a male or female zav, they have to bring the pair of birds to Beis Hamikdash. If something extra from there, you put in one shefer. Kini yoldos, another pushka, the second one, is to put in the money that left over from a yoledis, a woman who gave birth, who needs to be a pair of birds to Beis Hamikdash. If there's extra money, you put in that shefer. Chatoes, someone has to be a korban chatos. Ve'ashomos, someone has to be a korban oshom. Extra money goes into these shefaris. So that's two more. Haminochos, someone who brings a mincha to Beis Hamikdash, v'asiris eifa, that goes for the kohen gadol. All the extra money of these things goes to these different shefaris. Omar b'yechon al disha nedova merubo ribulo shefaris harbe. Because there's so much donations, so they didn't want to make one big a shofar for it, so the money won't corrode. So that's why they had many shofars. Now the five few lines until the end of the parak are using the gears of Reb Chaim, which is based on the Gro. So the pasuk says, "V'kachaloisom hiviu lifnei hamelech v'yohoyodo eshar kesef v'yasu kainli beis Hashem klei sharis." So they made a big donation, they made a big collection from Am Yisrael, and they brought the money, and then there was leftover money. What did they do with the leftover money? They did with the klei sharis. This was money that was collected for the Bedek HaBayis, for the Beis HaMikdash, and the extra they used it for Klei Sharis. That's a pasuk in Divrei HaYomim. Then there's another pasuk in Melachim. V'chtiv ach lo yaseh Beis Hashem, safus kesef. V'goyimir min hakesef amu Beis Hashem. From the money that came to Beis Hashem, to the Bayis, you don't use it for Klei Sharis. It seems to be a contradiction. Do you use the extra money for Klei Sharis or not? So because we spoke about donations, we mentioned this theory, this contradiction, the psukim. Pasuk Divrei HaYomim Mashra, the money, the extra money could go to Klei Sharis. Pasuk Melachim Mashra, you cannot use the money for Klei Sharis. So answers the Gemara of Shulam Bar Nachman Shav Yenis Omar Shnei Nedovos Oso. Meaning there were two donations. One donation was for Bedek HaBayis that is now used for Klei Sharis. Then they came and did another collection. There was another donation, and that went to Klei Sharis. Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel Nedovo Achas. It was one donation. Meaning, originally, they used the money only for Bedek HaBayis. And whatever was extra, they came and used it for something else they need to do in Bedek HaBayis. But once they used everything, and there was nothing to do in Bedek HaBayis, now there was a Tnai Beis Din that you can use the extra money for Klei Sharis. Tnai Beis means Lev Beis Din Masnek. Beis Din can decide to redesignate the money. So once there was nothing to use the Bedek HaBayis, then they used it for Klei Sharis. So I asked the more of a kashel divi Rabbi Shmuel. So I asked the more in this second answer. K'tiv, there's two psukim. K'sev yikach yo yodo akoren oren echod v'yikov chor bedal toy v'yisinu so etzal mizbeach. And one end it says that there was a pushke, a place to donate money. Where was it? Next to the mizbeach. There was a little box next to the mizbeach for people to come to Beis HaMikdash and give a donation. That's one place it says. V'chtiv, there's another pasuk that says v'yomer amelech yasu oren echod should do a box v'yidu b'shar Beis Hashem. They'll put it in the gate of Beis HaMikdash, chutzah outside. So it seems there was two boxes of donations. So Bishwa, according to the first answer, these are the two donations. One donation was for Bedek HaBayis. There was another donation for Klei Sharis. That's why I have two boxes. But according to Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, there was only one collection, one donation. That's why it says it was two boxes. Says the Gemara, that's the language of the Gemara at the top of the Afnunan Talmud Aleph. Meaning, there was really one donation. In the beginning, they put one box next to the Mizbech. But then they realized that Tmeim can't reach the Mizbech, because Tmeim are not allowed to go into Beis HaMikdash. So for the Tmeim, they added another box, another pushko, to put money in there, which was next to the Shah, next to the gate, so the Tmeim could donate as well. But really, it was all for the same collection. And according to this Girso, with this we end the sixth parak of Maseches Shkalim, Hadonach Perak Shloishosar, Hadonach Perak Shloishosar Be'ezer Hashem. And with this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shkalim Daf Nun.